Hey, Pool Chasers. Today is Sunday, January 28th, and welcome to this week's Flash Briefing. As always, you can find everything discussed in our show notes, or you can visit poolchasers.com and click on this week's Flash Briefing. If you have some exciting news that you want to share with us, you can email me directly at poolchasers.greg@gmail.com. All right, let's go. Lion Financial is sponsoring the care and extensive training of a service dog through Canines for Warriors. This nonprofit group pairs dogs with military veterans suffering from conditions including PTSD and traumatic brain injury. Through a team vote, Maverick was chosen as the name of their dog. Many of Lion's employees are veterans or have relatives who are veterans or active duty military, so this is a cause that Lion is very proud to support. Maverick will complete his training and be placed with the veteran in early 2024. Pool Pro Inspectors is the definitive pool inspection app on the market, enabling pool inspectors to conduct comprehensive pool inspections without any oversights. The app is downloadable on any smartphone or tablet device and generates a professional-looking report immediately from the field, providing inspectors a fast and efficient way to deliver high-quality reports to their clients. Pool Pro Inspectors also offers training on how to conduct pool inspections and how to run a successful pool inspection business, including topics on business services, setup, and industry-specific marketing strategies. This March, they will be holding a class in Nashville, Tennessee every Thursday and Friday. To sign up or learn more, visit propoolinspectors.com/training. That's propoolinspectors.com/training. Limited seats available, so act now. The Florida Swimming Pool Association, known as FSPA, has successfully influenced the state's Department of Health to reconsider a significant regulation. The regulation in question, part of the Florida Administrative Code, initially required all public pools and spas to use NSF 50 Level 1 certified test kits for water quality. This rule, had it been fully implemented in 2024, would have cost pool operators over $20 million statewide. Thanks to the FSPA's efforts led by Senior Director of Government Affairs Dallas Thiessen, this costly rule has been suspended. The Department of Health is now set to revisit the rulemaking process addressing both the impracticalities and the financial burden highlighted by the FSPA. This decision marks a significant win for Florida pool and spa industry, saving millions and averting potential pool closures. The FSPA and the Department of Health will collaborate to refine the regulations, aiming for more feasible solutions. Skimmer recently released an industry report called The State of Pool Service: Insights on Pricing, Priorities, and Challenges from over 25,000 pool pros managing over 500,000 pools per year. Here is the executive letter by Skimmer CEO Jack Nelson. At Skimmer, our purpose is to empower pool and spa service professionals with a platform to build great businesses. And when we say platform, we're not just referring to software. We're talking about the network of resources that businesses of all sizes need to be successful, including support, ongoing education, and community. Skimmer has the largest customer base in the pool service software industry. We have 25,000 plus customers who have logged over 253 million dosages and readings, completed over 62 million route stops, and service over 500,000 pools monthly. The sheer volume of activity in our system means we're in a unique position to offer anonymous insights into how pool pros are working, how they price their services, the size of their businesses, how many pools they service, etc. We also know that there is a gap when it comes to this kind of information in the market. With this report, we saw an opportunity to help support all pool pros, whether they're using Skimmer or not, with information to help them succeed. We want to continue to uplift the pool and spa service market over the coming years, and we are committed to using our resources to help the industry grow and improve. The cold snap has again put swimming pools at risk. Similar to the deep freeze a few years ago that resulted in millions of dollars in damages, This year, pool service technicians and contractors are working hard to repair pools affected by the freezing conditions. Unlike the previous freeze, which coincided with COVID-19 pandemic leading to factory closures and shortages, this year the industry is better prepared. Manufacturers and distributors have learned from past challenges and are ready to meet the increased demand for pool equipment. The extreme weather has already caused numerous pool equipment failures, leading to significant repair efforts. Corbin Butler, a pool repair specialist, highlights the intense work, mentioning that he was out until 1 a.m. saving pools. While the damage is considerable, the industry is unlikely to face the same level of disruption as in 2021. Manufacturers are better equipped this year, ensuring a steady supply of products despite ongoing challenges. Pool owners are advised to remain vigilant and seek professional help for any equipment issues during this cold season. Pool Corp acquires Shoreline Pool Distribution. The acquisition of Shoreline Pool Distribution, based in Jackson, Mississippi, was announced last Friday, January 19th. For over 40 years, Shoreline has been a leading provider of swimming pool products and supplies to southern Mississippi and surrounding Gulf Coast markets. Fluidra commits $100,000 to Step Into Swim Drowning Prevention Initiative. Step Into Swim, an initiative of the Pool and Hot Tub Alliance, aka PHTA, dedicated to creating more swimmers through safe swim education, announced its ongoing partnership with key program supporter Fluidra. With their $100,000 donation, Fluidra will be helping Step Into Swim provide Learn to Swim programming for countless children this year. Fluidra's mission is to deliver the perfect pool and wellness experience, and giving children the opportunity to learn how to swim safely is a key component of that mission. Upcoming trade shows. February 10th through the 17th, the AOAP Professionals Annual Conference and NDPA Water Safety Conference in Reno, Nevada. February 14th through the 17th, Southwest Pool and Spa Show, San Antonio, Texas. February 19th through the 21st, the Southeast Pool and Spa Show, Nashville, Tennessee. February 21st through the 23rd, the National Plasters Council Annual Convention, Fort Worth, Texas. February 23rd through the 24th, Everything Under the Sun Expo in Orlando, Florida. Pool Industry Podcast, Pool Chasers Podcast, Episode 267, The Art of Selling Pools, Sales Team, Full Support, and Trusting Subcontractors, with Blue Haven Pool CEO Ryan Ripley. Poolside Perspectives Podcast, Episode 16, Part 2, The Perimeter Overflow Pool and Spa for Your Backyard Paradise. The Pool Guy Podcast Show has 5 new episodes. How Not to Burn Out. What cleaning equipment I would buy first? The 1-for-1 rule. Scott Roberts from NPRS on buying a partial route and more. Is pool service a growing industry? With Scott Roberts of NPRS. Pool Nation Podcast, Episode 179, 2024 Pool Industry Outlook, Navigating New Norms. The Talking Pools Podcast has 4 new episodes. Pool Filter Cleaning Frequency and NYCs plus Pool gets $16 million. Wayne Ivesich unveils the pool industry's hottest innovations. Poolside Tech Talk, Sensors, AI, and the Future of Water Care. From the Pool Trenches of Summer Servicing. Quote of the Week: what you are afraid of is never as bad as what you imagine. The fear you let build up in your mind is worse than the situation that actually exists. Spencer Johnson. Book of the Week: Who Moved My Cheese? By Spencer Johnson, MD. Pools and Culture. This clip comes from a commercial LeBron James did with Nike almost 17 years ago. Enjoy.
Training in a pool.
Baby, we can go anytime. You just let me know what's good for you.
You can't get through Detroit training in no pool. You think Michael training in the pool? No, I don't think so.
Stop looking at my lemonade.
Here I come. Cannonball.
Ah! Oh, you got pop sweat.
Don't make me get out of this seat.
Come on in.
Pool of the Week, located in Figueira da Foz, a city in Portugal. I really like this pool. It does not look intrusive. It's almost level with the beach. When I think of a pool on the beach, it's normally a structure above ground and is usually pretty fancy. Not this pool. It has an easy entry with a simple look, blending in with its environment. I really like the look of it. Check it out. Well, that is a wrap for this week's News Flash Briefing. Thank you all for listening, and I'll see you next week.